It would change the effective date instead of December 31st, 1964 to January 1st, 1948, and instead of the top deadline being January 1st, 1975, it would be to the effective date of this act. Defines relative under, I believe your intent, Representative Trahearne, would be that under the relative definition on contiguous lots, you would eliminate the parent, child, brother, or sister. It would be spouse, or if the same person owned the same two lots that were contiguous. Is that your intent, Representative Trahearne?
Yes, that was correct, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, lines 10, 11, 12, and 13 point out that if relatives purchase separate lots where a brother owned a lot and another brother came along and said, gee, I'd like to live in this area and bought a lot adjacent, that would be allowable.
Yes.
But it would still not allow the interchange that we've heard so much about where they were cross-deeding back and forth.
Except you would allow that for brother, sister. Is that correct? That's what I just need to know, Representative Trahearne. Why don't you explain that?
My understanding, Representative Trahearne, is that it still counts as one lot or parcel if it's owned by relatives who purchased from a relative.
That's,
and it's contiguous.
That's my understanding.
Okay. Any discussion?
Madam Chair.
Representative Hill.
Yeah, didn't we have testimony from the commission that they wouldn't be able to do much while they're still acknowledging outstanding plans? That basically they were swamped. We did. I see heads nodding. I was wondering if Representative Trahearne had an indication as to how this could be accomplished if the commission had the responsibility for doing this. How could they do it if they're already swamped?
Madam Chair.
Representative Trahearne.
You're correct. As I remember, we did have testimony that the commission felt it would be difficult for them to do this. On the other hand, it's becoming quite apparent to me that it's very difficult for us to do this in the very limited amount of time that we have also. And this does allow the commission until January 1 of 1985 in which to do that. I recognize they think they're busy, but we consider them as we do most other bureaus and commissions, they probably would be able to find time if they were told to do it by the legislature.
Madam Chair?
Representative Hill.
I'd agree it's tremendously difficult. I don't feel really satisfied with any of the definitions we've talked about. Some are better than others, but I'd offer perhaps a friendly amendment that the commission really can't do it. Maybe we should have a select legislative task force on marginal lands to go through this and to determine the regional differences on marginal lands or this kind of thing rather than the commission. And set a date certain for accomplishing that work.
Madam Chair.
Representative Trahearne.
I would not consider that amendment friendly. I recognize Representative Hill's concern, and I share it to an extent. I would also point out, though, that if this legislation were passed this way, the commission would have the availability of going back to the E-Board and getting additional help if they needed because of this kind of legislation. And I think that they would be much more expertise in the varied areas of the state than no matter what legislative group we put together, and we've got a fairly broad-based group here, we still tend to look at it from our own perspectives and not necessarily covering some of the different variables about the state that aren't represented on, for example, this committee or on a select committee legislative committee.
Representative Anderson?
Just wanted to, Madam Chair, point out to Representative Hill that we do have a statutory Joint House Senate Land Use Committee that's active, but I doubt as whether they have any more expertise than this particular committee, albeit they would have some time, but the commission's final authority.
Madam Chair.
Representative Hill.
I hope people will give just a little bit of thought to this. One advantage of legislative committee or a legislative committee of some sort having a little time to work this over is we would be able to consider it on a county-by-county basis, the impact of proposed definitions. And on a region-by-region basis, perhaps by more closely examining the patterns of parcelization and the patterns of land use. We had testimony this morning from the commissioner from East of the Mountains that class 5 soil is prime grazing land over there. And we're defining it as potentially marginal if it meets the income test. Still would have to meet the income test. It is a thought of mine that more careful scrutiny could perhaps result in a better bill. It's not an interest of mine in killing the concept or postponing the concept indefinitely. That's not why I would be interested in discussing this, but I think we would have potential to have a better bill.
Representative Hill, I don't know if you are aware of how many times that Joint Land Use Committee meets, but I will tell you that this bill has had, both in the Senate and in this, just with this House alone on this side, has had more hearings than it would have on the Joint Land Use Committee. So I don't know if they would have any more time than we have had to work on the bill. I would speak against the motion for the following reasons. One is, I think what we're trying to do in marginal lands is promote the concept. Two, whether the commission does it or whether this committee does it, we won't know how it works until it happens. By having the commission do it by 1985, as a matter of fact, it will then be 87 before you get any of the data in collected from it, so you've just postponed it 2 years. I believe that no matter what we do with House Bill 237, that it will not be perfect, that it will not meet all the needs of all the counties. But unless you start and make that attempt to do something and to promote the concept of marginal lands, and you take a look in 85 how that's worked, and you take a look when you get some data in from the counties, say, look, you know, there isn't any marginal lands in Cook County, and we need to regionalize it more. And how do you regionalize it? But the way this amendment reads, by 1985, where they would just be starting, it would then be 87 before you have some results. Representative Parkinson.
To comment, I think the marginal lands portion of the bill is permissive on the part of the counties.
That is correct, Representative Parkinson.
The EFU portion is not permissive.
That is correct.
I think I can see some counties where there would be nothing done for several years. Nothing, because they have procedures now that they can use to designate a rock pile on a farm somewhere as buildable. They would no longer have that. So in effect, I guess, was it Crook County? You would be closing them down until sometime in the future when the legislature would amend it.
Representative Parkinson, I think there is a misconception there. Yes, they would still have that ability to do that. It does. This bill does not change that.
It does not change that.
No, it does not.
Could we hear from somebody? I think it'd be appropriate. Maybe I'm misunderstanding. How about Russ?
Russ.
Madam Chair and Representative Parkinson, what are the concerns?
Now what I'm after is the effect that this bill, EFU portion of it, would have on the, I guess you'd have to speak for Marion County.
Well, we have had a meeting of several of the county planning directors, so I think I can speak on behalf of them at least.
May I, Madam Chair, may I understand first what he's talking about? Is he talking about the amendment we're dealing with, the Trahearne amendment, or are we talking about the bill?
The bill, I believe, where he's asked under 215, 213, if you could continue to designate the rock pile on the farm as a buildable lot.
The bill 237 does still leave the option open for creating non-farm parcels on class 4 through 8 soils. So that particular part would not create a problem in Crook County as long as their practice was not dealing with class 1, 2, and 3 soils, which I don't think it does. The problem with the EFU portion of the bill, Mr. Parkinson, is 4 or 5 other areas of it that represent trade-offs that would create problems in a lot of the counties. But that particular aspect of it is still in there. The criteria are changed a little bit. There are different criteria. There are a lot of planners that don't like shifting criteria that they've become comfortable with over a number of years. But that's just one aspect of it.
Okay, I'm satisfied. Thank you.
Representative Anderson.
If this amendment has any chance of passing, I wondered if Representative Trahern would take it as friendly as speeding up the process to require the commission by April 1, 1984 to adopt goals and so on rules.
Madam Chair.
Representative Trahern.
That wouldn't bother me at all to push them a bit faster in getting that done, because it would speak to the concern that you had of allowing this to be drug out, and I'd like to see something happening quickly. I have to balance that, I suppose, with Representative Hill's concern of how they would have time to do it. But if, in fact, they're going to have to put on additional help and go to the board to get that help anyway, it might be worthwhile, so I would accept that as a friendly amendment.
I would just like to remind people there's no guarantee, I suppose, that they could get that additional help, Representative Trahern.
Correct.
And remind people that in 2295 we did set a deadline for acknowledgement of July 1st, 1984.
For submission of plans?
For plans to be acknowledged by then. So, I mean, what they said they would be spending most of their time working on plan acknowledgements by July 1st, 1984.
Oh, I see.
Madam Chairperson?
Representative Priestley.
I didn't quite understand what Representative Hill might have said there, and I'm wondering if he said that he's interested in the marginal lands bill is to be postponed, is not for adoption, but for some study. Where are you on this whole thing?
I was suggesting that in looking at this amendment, we should consider, rather than the commission doing the work to adopt the definitions of marginal land, it should be another body, probably some kind of legislative committee. Maybe this committee,
mm-hmm.
or maybe the statutory land use committee.
But that
would certainly be better than the commission. Now it's not my interest in postponing some of the other things in the bill, like the lot of record provision or the changes in EFU, non-farm dwelling in the EFU zone. That's not in the marginal lands question.
I would say one other thing to the committee. There are some counties, if you'll recall from very early on testimony, that do not have their plans acknowledged. This would allow them to use marginal lands without going through the amendment process or without going through some of the other processes they have to go through, the plan amendment process. They could use this in dealing with their acknowledgement. And I know some counties would like to do that. So there are some advantages to having it now over having the commission working.
Madam Chair.
Representative Van Leeuwen.
Knowing that there probably will be the workload ahead, and I don't know how close the different jurisdictions are who don't have their plans acknowledged, but they have the time span out there yet till, is it the end of this year when they have to have them submitted?
January 1st, 1984, they must be submitted.
Okay, we have half a year until then. They are probably more, the commission and the staff are more used to working with these kind of things and more used to the terminology and the technology and what's going on out there. Could they possibly develop that prior to that time? I saw Roger about come out of his chair a while ago, but one of the commission members who's in the room.
Representative Van Leeuwen, if you, I did, when I mentioned that task force that has been working, I apologize, I did leave out one name, and that was Ron Eber from the department. The department, I'm sure, would be very familiar with these, with all the work he's done and his involvement in this, to be able to use this. I mean, if some county wanted to use marginal lines concept, I don't think the commission would have any problems.
I guess my feeling was that maybe they were in a better place to work with it than we are, and the January 1, 1985 date suggested in the amendment leaves that 6 months after the plans are to be acknowledged.
That is correct. However, there's been a friendly amendment to change that to April 1st, 1984. Representative Bradbury.
Would it be in order to ask a member of the commission to come forward and speak to this? Since
sure.
We're talking about putting the workload on them. Mr. Hamill is here, I believe, who served on the commission.
Welcome.
Good afternoon. Good evening, whatever it is. My name is Roger Hamlin. I'm a member of LCDC. I'm generally considered the ag rep on the commission. With what is in 2295, with the general mandate ahead of us, I would strongly oppose, one, putting off the decision on the marginal lands issue, and even more strongly oppose sending to the commission. I don't see how the commission is going to handle the job before it in the next year, considering the budget restraints and the time restrictions before us and the issues we are trying to deal with. If we are going to reach the ultimate goal of the commission, and that is to get these plans in and adopted, I would strongly ask the committee not to put any more on this commission. Just to try to deal with this problem alone is probably going to be more than we'll be able to handle, let alone the marginal lands issue. The second thing is we need the marginal land issue resolved as soon as possible. As Madam Chairperson was stating, there are many counties out there that would like to use this concept in meeting compliance. We need all the tools we can possibly get to try to resolve these problems. The more time we stall, the more time we put off, the more aggravated this process becomes. It has gone on way too long, in my opinion, now. And we need this kind of legislation to give these jurisdictions the opportunity to look at alternative ways to meet their problems that they have out there now.
Madam Chair.
Representative Parkinson.
Have you been here all day at the hearing?
Yes.
Heard all the testimony. You just said that we do desperately need a marginal lands bill. We heard one planner from Crook County say that this bill would give them absolutely no marginal land. So in your opinion, is the bill as presently constructed of value to the state?
I think it's been presented and talked about here already. It's probably not going to be perfect, and the bill is probably not going to be solve all the problems of all the people. I think we need to look at some alternative ways and try to come up with some ways in which we can solve a lot of the problems. Granted, it's not going to solve all the problems, or it may not. I don't know where the bill is going to come out, if it does come out. I don't think anybody knows at this point what it's going to be. But I think something is a lot better than nothing. It at least will give an option to a lot of them. I can't see for sure now where you're coming with this bill. I don't think anybody has a crystal ball to know exactly what you're going to come up
with. Madam Chair, can I pursue it just a little bit?
Yes, Representative.
Last session we had a lot of record bill that was going to reform the system, and I think we've heard testimony from the department that it helped 28 people in the state of Oregon. Now, are what you're telling us that it's a good bill, even if it's an illusion, just so we let the folks think we've done something for marginal lands?
I don't think it's an illusion. I think Marv Glow showed in Linn County where in one I think it was township. I think he pointed out 9 areas in one township where there were a number of lots in each one of those areas he had marked out. And he had another one west of Sile where I think he pointed out 26 or 27 different lots that would be affected. Now, those are just 2 townships in one county. So I think that this, as I see it being structured now, will be a lot more than that. I don't see this as a lot of record kind of thing where virtually no one, unless somebody submits something at the last minute that completely defuses the whole thing, similar to what happened to a lot of record bill. No, I don't see that as happening.
I think Representative Parkinson, one of the things that we did see was that one county just showing a couple townships on just the personalization test could readily use it, and in fact, I think I saw some members on this committee sort of appalled at how many he had oranged out, and then you had someone from Crook County that said, you know, he hasn't done all the tests, but you may not be able to use it.
Madam Chair, I come in late on that presentation, and you were here for all of it. Was there any testimony on that thing that was in Linn County, if there was, in fact, a house on all those properties, or whether or not? Was there any testimony as to whether it was developed, or whether
Madam
it was
Chair,
developable?
Representative Van Leeuwen.
If I remember, and I wanted to mention this to Mr. Hamlin, Mr. Gloge said that they had only done the partialization test on that. There had not been the income test or any of the other things done, and that would lessen those areas. Am I not correct in interpreting it that way? So there was not that much available in the that would class as marginal lands if they went all the way through in what currently is in the bill.
I interpreted it a little differently than you. He said he used just the one test, showed on one township, he showed an incredible amount. He also made the comment that most of that, I thought, would meet the income test, and that was a guess.
Okay,
Madam Chair, you didn't get a chance to answer my question. Did he say whether that was already developed or whether it was vacant land that could be developed? Did Marvin say?
Exactly.
He didn't say.
Russ? Maybe Russ now. My understanding, it was vacant land. But he didn't say.
I 2 points. One, to answer your question specifically, in that kind of a typical environment, and I don't know that Marv addressed the question, but I would say you'd have to expect that over 50% of those parcels already had a dwelling on them. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't some that are undeveloped that would be entitled to a dwelling under the marginal lands designation. The other point was, though, if you looked at the parcelization, there were very few of them, and I have the map still here, that are over 20 acres in size, so there would be very few of them that would qualify for any kind of partitioning and creating any new lots. So the effect of designating all those areas would only be to make it easier for people with the undeveloped lots to get a building permit.
Russ, would it not be true if they had a lot of record in that would also make it easier for them to build a home?
Without marginal lands and a lot of record, Bill.
No, I'm talking about because they would be designated as marginal lands.
Yes, that's what I was alluding to.
You would also have that, as well as we've talked about going down to 10 acres, you would have that as well.
None of the areas that he showed were deep enough from EFU zones that there would have been any 10-acre parcels. We were looking at that during the intermission. But you're right, when I alluded to the fact that it would make it easier for undeveloped parcels to get building permits, I was referring to the lot of record provision in the marginal lands. Recall, too, that was also done on the basis of the 100-acre test, not the quarter-mile test.
Right, but he also said he thought, at least privately, he told me he thought most of those would meet the quarter-acre-mile test.
Yeah, some of them, right.
Alan, you're over there shaking your head. Do you want to come up for just a minute on that?
Well, I would hate for you to make any conclusions on how many... Alan Bachman from Washington County Council's office. I'd hate for you to make any conclusions based on how many of those lots were developed, because I don't think you really have any evidence before you on how many were developed and how many weren't. Secondly, we did some field testing in Washington County, and we were able to apply the formula using 5 different areas in Washington County and applying it in an hour and a half for 5 different areas, which I was quite amazed that we would even be able to do it in that amount of time. And so we were surprised that it worked. It appeared to work reasonably. It appeared not to work in areas where there was some commercial, while a large lot forestry taking place. And if that worked for us, I can't understand, I can't believe we're the only county in the state that can work in. I just find that really hard to believe.
Madam Chair.
Representative Hill.
Was that the quarter-acre test, or quarter-mile test?
That's right. We were originally opposed to the quarter-mile test. Okay, and that was when we couldn't use our exceptions areas. And because a lot of our small parcels are near exceptions areas, places where there are homes.
Under the current version.
Under the current version, it can work.
And
it doesn't suck in everything.
Rural residential as well?
Pardon me?
Would that be including rural residential as well in your figuring?
That's correct. Okay. That's what I mean when I say exceptions areas. I mean the rural residential. And it doesn't mean it works across the board, but it does work, and it seemed to work in a very short period of time of figuring it out, which is what really surprised us. I expected it to be lengthy. And so I just can't believe we're the only county in that particular situation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Representative Anderson?
Thank you, Madam Chair. A couple of questions, Commissioner. One thing that some of us kicked around would be, if we did put out a lot of records, would be to allow the commission by rule to modify. We would set up a reporting system where all of the decisions in marginal lands would be reported to the commission. And if we saw that it was a disaster, like a lot of records, that the commission then could hold hearings and modify. I suppose that does impact your time schedule and so on. The other thing would be, under Representative Trahearne's original draft, requiring the commission not to come back until January 1, 1985. We're requiring that the everything be acknowledged by July 1, 84. It seems to me this would give the commission a six-month time period, which should be sufficient time to, under his draft, to establish rules for marginal land. Would you care to comment on those two?
First, on your comment on the monitoring, after some 12 years at a local level planning commission, I applaud that. I don't think there's any question that monitoring not only this, but other things we do would help not only LCDC in the job we have to do to see what the effects of those jobs are, and to see also that not only what the effects of our rules are, but also the utilization and the number of times these things come up in the local jurisdiction would help us in determining where the problems are and hopefully solving some of these problems. Also, this monitoring would give the legislature an opportunity to be able to review in the previous biennium the amount of cases that came before the local jurisdictions, the problems they were dealing with, where the public was most dissatisfied and had the most problems, and then give the legislature this knowledge, which hopefully would help them in making the decisions on what kinds of things should be not only considered, but what kinds of things should be amended in ORS legislation to help this process along and to improve this process. This was all started as an experiment. I think this has been alluded to a number of times before. Anything we can do to hopefully help this process along, I would be in favor of it. And I think it's very difficult at the state level to know all the problems, the different kinds of problems and different problem areas that the local jurisdictions have. And I have always felt that we should have monitoring to start with so we know where the problems are at. I would like to see the commission go this route. I don't think this would take a lot of time as far as the commission goes, but I do think it's going to cost some money to set it up to do it at the department level. I'd also like to see monitoring of all things go on, so when we come up for periodic review, we can look at the local jurisdiction to see what kind of problems they have, where in their ordinances and their plans haven't worked, and all these different things. Hopefully then we can do a better job of reviewing their plans and meeting the needs and finding the problem areas they have. So my comment on the first one is I'm 100% in favor of that. As far as the time goes, granted, we would have another 6 months, hopefully. That is under, if we get all this resolved by July 1, 1984. And I'm in favor of it, and it's got to be done. It should have been done a long time ago. We'd have 6 months to do it. But you're constricting your jurisdictions and not giving them the option to use this process to meet the EFU statute. And I think there are more situations than I think the commission thinks there is, or the committee thinks there is, where this would work to solve some problems at the local levels. That's why, and I don't see where, personally, the commission is going to come up with that much different a final decision on the marginal lands issue than that of the legislature, or I would hope it wouldn't.
And so Chair, just to follow up or remember,
Representative Anderson.
I guess there's some of us would be more comfortable if there were some way that the commission could modify the rules and guidelines that we've set down if they don't work. We knew within 60 days after we passed the law of records that it was a total disaster. It
It's a consideration. You might put in something in the bill, establish it, establish your lot of record bill, and leave it to the discretion of the LCDC, that if we find it is a complete failure and it doesn't work, leave it to their discretion to amend it down the road. That would at least make it less than a two-year gap between initiation and the time you come back.
I guess where some of us get nervous is that we're really locking into the mandatory situation, the EFU lands in the state, without really knowing whether we're doing anything for marginal lands. We've seen the Cook County testimony. I don't know what it's going to do in Southern Oregon. I don't know why we haven't gotten anybody up here, you know, from Douglas County. I think we did have a Jackson County commissioner. I don't see him here right now, but I don't think they know unless their planner brings the maps in and so on. And I guess that's why we're nervous, and that's why, you know, you lean toward, if you're going to put something out there, you want something returned. If we're going to give up on the, and admit that we're never going to build another house on EFU, we want to know that there is some marginal land out there, I guess, is where we are in the committee. We're
don't you think the sooner we get it out and get it tested and find out...